So I saw from the governor's team that the governor today is delivering closing remarks at the Connecticut Housing Conference, and he plans to discuss his priorities related to the development of affordable housing and policies that increase the state's housing supply. Interestingly enough, sources tell me that state lawmakers were just called to reserve November 12th and 13th on their calendars just yesterday. Is it a coincidence? I highly doubt it. I would love to know if this is a special session that is finally upon us. By the way, Governor Lamont told us over the summer here on WICC that there was going to be a special session. He said sometime late September, early October. I want to believe what's happening at the federal level has a lot to do with why this hasn't happened just yet. But one of the things they were going to tackle was housing. And so Senator Jeff Gordon joins us now. He happens to be a ranking member on the Planning and Development Committee here in Connecticut. Senator Gordon, are we having a special session?
Well, good morning. Happy to join you this morning. We're being told that there's the possibility for special session November 12th and 13th. Nothing is definite yet, and there's been no official call and notification. But right now, there's a preliminary plan, and we'll see exactly if that's going to happen and what stuff the Democrats and the governor decide to put on the agenda for a special meeting.
So it's interesting that they're waiting till after the election. And I don't mean anything by that. It's just it is interesting that they're waiting till after the election is done, maybe to make sure people do go out and vote and they're focused on that, which that's fine. I also think it's interesting because we are in the midst of a government shutdown. I don't know if it'll be resolved by then, but do you feel like this is probably pretty definitive? Was it, you know, hey, hold these dates, but we're not for sure going to do this? Like, what was sort of the messaging you guys got?
The messaging I got was that it's kind of 50-50 about a special session, that the Democrats and the governor are hashing out what they may do, but that they haven't come to any definitive agreement yet, but at least reserve these dates. But again, you never know, because there are times we get notice for special session with very little notice. Then we don't really get much in the way of heads up. The Democrats like to keep things quiet about what are the bills they're going to put on and not always tell us with enough heads up to review it and then discuss it with our constituents. So a lot's up in the air right now. So I've just been telling people, stay tuned, see what happens. But right now, in around a month or less than a month, there might be the special session.
And we don't know what it's about, right?
Well, we don't. You know, certainly there's been talk for a while about resurrecting in some version the Frankenstein housing bill.
House Bill 5002.
But mm-hmm. Yeah, and that really, it's unclear how that's really been going. The Democrats refuse to negotiate with us Republicans even when we ask. I did have a meeting prior with the governor about the bill. I've been hearing it's been difficult discussions between the governor and the Democratic leadership to come to an agreement. So it's really unclear if something's going to come up for that. But there may be other items, such as we've been hearing a lot of talk that Democrats want to spend anywhere from $750 million of taxpayer money with regards to what to do with the budget and issues coming from the federal government. So there could be some really huge topics that could have huge impact in people's lives. And the sooner we know if it's definite for a special session, and the sooner we and the public can know what we're going to talk about, that would be good government.
Wait, $500 million. Am I insane? I had Representative Candelora on earlier this week after you guys had the Republican Party had presented a tax credit idea of not only expanding people who can get the tax cuts, I should say, but having it go from $300 as your max to $1,000 for people. He had mentioned $500 million. Is that the same money you're talking about? Is it like he mentioned a slush fund, I think?
Yeah, in a sense. You know, the House Republicans issued their proposal about property tax credit
that was it. Yep.
Increases. Yeah, and so there is, we do have money. A lot of it is, we have money that was supposed to in September by law be used for whatever additional money we had brought in above the volatility caps and the surplus to be put in by the treasurer into accounts that deal with paying down pension and debt, things like that. But interestingly, none of that has happened. The money's just kind of sitting there in limbo, just waiting by the Democrats to be used. The issue is we have to really see what their details are and what the long-term impact would be, and how are they proposing to change existing law to justify sitting on $500 million or even more money that's supposed to be used for other purposes by law, but they're just holding it. So there's a lot of unknowns, and this is what gets really concerning for my constituents when I talk with them, because they're wondering why otherwise aren't they seeing money back. I mean, I've had bills that say you bring in too much money in tax revenue, refund some of it. They do that in Massachusetts. We should do that here. But so far, that money's just sitting and not being used for anything.
Well, and some have said to, you know, reappropriate where we put money, or I guess, you know, a lot goes into the general fund when, you know, maybe it shouldn't. I don't know. I mean, you said, aren't you a member of the Appropriations Committee? I'm curious if you guys have had conversations yet. I know you guys aren't in session, but of that $500 million, have you guys had any talks or anything?
We did have an informational meeting recently of the Appropriations Committee to learn more about issues relative to SNAP for the food assistance program. We're trying to get as much information as we can that's reliable about what may or may not be happening at the federal level and what may or may not be happening then here at the state level. But we really haven't gone into any meeting to discuss, you know, any definitive plans. That has to be the legislature via a special session, or when we go into session early February, then we can take that up as well. So there's a lot that's fluid, and I've seen numbers all over the place. But when you're talking $500 million plus, that's a lot of
money. It's a lot of money to just, you know, just make a decision on. And as your constituents have said, Senator Gordon, the fact that it's just been sitting and not been used for months, especially with what's been happening, that too is kind of concerning. We're chatting with State Senator Jeff Gordon. And by the way, if you didn't know I've brought it up on this show before, but Jeff Gordon is also a doctor. In fact, I believe, are you one of only two doctors who are also senators currently serving in our legislature?
That's right. There's only two of us physicians in the entire legislature at this time.
The other doctor that's serving our state legislature has been under fire lately because of a sign he held up during the No Kings rally. What do you think about that, Senator Gordon?
Yes. Well, I've been on the record, and the governor has said the same thing, that I find it offensive and inappropriate. There really should be an apology for that. We have not seen the apology yet. In fact, the Senate Democrats have doubled down and said that this was a joke, which nobody views this as a joke when you're, you know, wishing and advocating for somebody to die. That's no joke. But the Senate Democrats evidently want to dismiss it, and it's real hypocritical of them because they're the ones that are on the record saying that they opposed hate speech and they opposed political violence, and yet this is what they do, and it's just real unfortunate. And, you know, the average person out there in Connecticut understands that this is inappropriate and offensive, and the people of Connecticut deserve an apology.
I think that that's of sound mind, Senator Gordon. Honestly, I don't know if people need to be removed from jobs if you make honest mistakes or you go too far, and I get it. I think tensions are very high. But, you know, to me, what's interesting is, as I've mentioned, I have a 7-year-old, and I asked him, I said, you know what cholesterol is? And he said, yeah, isn't that the thing that could make Uncle Nick have a heart attack? My older brother, who has high triglycerides, and we have to be careful of his cholesterol levels. And I said, yeah, that's exactly what it is. So when you see kids at protests, which, by the way, they're at them all the time now, that's become a real social norm, is bringing your kids to protest. And I'm not saying I'm for or against it, but I am saying it is a reality. And you're a doctor, bar anything. I think you need to be very careful in understanding the weight of what you're saying and the fact that there is the next generation who's also reading those signs, and they are not dumb. Even if it's a joke, they don't understand satire, if that's really what it was. I think just acknowledging, we have a really hard time, I think, and on average as humans, just acknowledging, hey, I probably went too far there. I'm really upset with what's going on. I'm not happy with the administration, you know, whatever it is. But to just acknowledge, hey, I went too far here. This was not a good look for the Democratic Party. This wasn't a good look for the medical profession, whatever you want to say. But to just say nothing. I know we've reached out to Senator Anwar and have not heard back. And I know most every other outlet has not either. But yeah, I just think acknowledging, and it doesn't sound like that's happened just yet. So I guess we'll see.
Yep, we just have to wait to see what happens. And I, you know, what I tell people is that regardless of who does it, regardless of the party, you need to own up to it. You need to say it's wrong. You need to say that you're sorry with an apology, and then pledge to do better. And we haven't seen that yet. And we'll see what happens. But, you know, it's very unfortunate that, you know, the times we live in. And when you mention about children, they see what we do as adults.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're the role models, supposedly. And when they see us doing this, and then they see that it's considered acceptable and that you don't need to apologize when you do these things, this is what they learn. That becomes normal, quote unquote. And that's a terrible lesson to teach children.
So we've got Senator Gordon here, who, as I mentioned, is a doctor and a senator. In fact, he has the nickname Dr. Senator, known for his work, especially on health insurance reform, as well as health care affordability, accessibility, especially in rural communities. What are your thoughts on what's going on right now at the federal level, Senator Gordon? Obviously, the big reason for why the shutdown is still going on is there's a lot of holdup over whether or not to extend those subsidies. And health insurance, the market right now is pretty bleak, quite frankly. A lot of people in Connecticut are not going to be able to afford their health insurance. Even if these subsidies come through, people are making the decisions as we speak right now ahead of open enrollment November 1st. What are sort of your thoughts on everything happening right now at the federal level and the impact on Connecticut?
Well, it's very confusing what's going on, trying to keep up day to day what's happening in Washington, D.C. And that also then means what really is the impact here in Connecticut. I try to sort through a lot of the politics that's infused with all this, including, you know, a lot of the scare tactics that are being thrown out there. I think what we really need to do is encourage folks in Washington, D.C. to see what to do to get a budget up and running. And then if you want to hash out and negotiate other things, certainly can do that. I'm not a fan of using government shutdowns as a political weapon. We don't do that here in Connecticut. In fact, by law, we can't. So that gets rid of a whole bunch of political issues. And whatever the different reasons are for the shutdown, really at the end of the day, when you're talking about needing to decide what to do with regards to health insurance access, health insurance affordability, even the quality of the health insurance that people get, including whether they have deductibles or not, all that stuff should be hashed out in a bipartisan way to see what we can do. But right now, given politics in Washington, D.C., that's just not happening. And I've been hearing a lot from my constituents who are concerned about it, and we'll wait to see exactly how things play out. But you're right, November 1st is coming up real soon, so hopefully something is going to be squared away before then.
Yeah, that would be super helpful. And again, Senator Gordon, I really appreciate you talking about all these topics with us. Thank you so much for your time, and I know we'll talk again very soon.
Thanks a lot. Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you. You too. That is Senator Jeff Gordon here on WICC, and we will keep a very close eye on a possible special session coming November 12th and 13th. Stay tuned for that.